Okay.
Just saw the movie with movie guy Paul, a movie gal Karen, and various other movie guys. We just went to the Arclight. It is midnight. No, it's 2 now. We just saw the opening night premiere of The A-Team. Oh, hold on. I have to pay my parking here. Hello. I just saw The A-Team. Pretty good.
I've seen the previous. It looks good.
Yeah. No, it is good. It is action-packed, Pee-wee.
$2.
Is it customary to tip at the parking lot garage? No. All right. Not yet.
No.
Didn't used to be at coffee shops either, so hang in there. So, of course, you know, I'm going to enjoy The A-Team no matter what, you know, because that is my absolutely favorite childhood TV show. But here's the thing with The A-Team. This is actually what's really great about all these much maligned remakes. Oh, how dare they? People are such assholes. I mean, you know, a movie gets remade like Karate Kid or A-Team, and immediately begins the march of people saying, you can't remake things. You can't adapt toy lines into movies. Oh yes, because the venerated toy line should be paid such credence to. But the great thing about movies like A-Team, or an adaptation of a TV show, or very much the Batman Begins formula, or the Casino Royale formula, which is that we all know James Bond, we all know Batman, and we all know the things that we like about Batman, or that we know about Batman, you know, the Batmobile, and the gadgets, and the villains, Alfred, the butler, and Commissioner Gordon. The main thing a lot of people remember about the A-Team is that they would do a MacGyver every episode, or sometimes more than once an episode. So they would, of course, make this sort of a contraption or an escape, or be able to get out of an impossible situation, even when the odds are the greatest against them. Okay, so that's a main trope of the A-Team. So in order to be an A-Team movie, aside from the sort of camaraderie that the characters have, which is great in the movie, They really nail that. Faces, of course, the ladies' man. And actually, they do it a little more so in the movie. They really pay a lot of credence to definitely Face. Face is almost like the main character. Hannibal, you know, of course, always has the plan and is always very confident. And B.A. Baracus is the badass. But my point here is, if what you remember from the A-Team is that these guys are able to get out of impossible situations, well, the movie does that 10 times. Basically, if you remember that sequence from The Dark Knight, where he steals the accountant for the mob's money, you know, right out from under the noses of the security, which really is just that moment where people stood and cheered almost in the theater, you know. Batman is being as Batman as he possibly can be, like, damn, he's good. You know, this movie, I really feel like they sat down and said, we're going to try and do that every 20 minutes. And they really do pull it off. Again, the killer thing about this movie is they try and they pull off the impossible situation so many times. I mean, it's like they had to have sat down to write this movie and said, okay, let's lay out 10 impossible situations and 10 ways for the group to get out of them, because that is the show. I mean, that is one of those main things the show did. I'll bottom line this, because I am home now, and this has gone on for quite a while. I don't know how long anybody's threshold for listening to one man bullshit into his iPhone on the way home from a summer action movie. But I gotta tell you, at this point, and I'm a big action movie fan, and I think after this many years of action movies trying to top other action movies, this sort of action genre probably started around Die Hard or so. Die Hard is a perfect example. Look how it tries to top itself. It goes from building to airport to New York City to America. That is the actual arc of the Die Hard movies. After this many years of seeing action movies, trying to top action movies, you know, when I saw Speed, I was like, wow, they actually made a movie that literally does not stop after about 25 minutes in. and makes that the goal to keep us excited. And of course, many people tried to imitate that, and boy, did that almost kill the genre. However, I can't believe that there are 10 action set pieces, or 8 action set pieces in this movie that I've never seen before. How did this movie come up with, like, 7 or 8 set pieces unlike anything I've ever seen? You can't do that in 2010. Hey, see? That's an impossible situation, and the A-Team got out of it. I'll say one last thing, because I had this thought during the... There is a plot. Not that it matters, but there is a plot, and it has something to do with these counterfeit plates for money or something. It does not matter what that plot is. I really almost wish they would all go with the formula of, like, Ronin. I loved in Ronin, they're like, here's the thing, and never show the audience, and then, like, and for the rest of the movie, they're after the thing. Because, really, what does it matter? So, anyway, the plot in this movie, you just feel free. If you took all of the 18 characters out and the action and just left the actual plot, I think that would be really good on the Who Gives a Shit channel. So, good night, movie people. I wonder how many of you, how long have I been recording? 11 minutes! Who the fuck is going to listen to this?